Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There. Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio with Nancy and Lisa. You know, we are the publishers of Big Blend Magazines, which is a whole bunch of different digital magazines, as well as full-time travelers on the Love Your Parks tour. And the Jefferson Highway is something that we've kind of gone down a rabbit hole on, which we love. The Jefferson Highway is this historic highway that goes from Winnipeg, Canada, down to New Orleans in Louisiana. And this was created back in 1915. And I got people on the show today to correct me on all of this. But this is this epic highway. It was, you know, it's a vacation highway. It connects two countries. And we all want to start traveling it again. It is the ultimate road trip. And today's show is all about the upcoming conference, the annual Jefferson Highway Conference. So we're going to talk about the highway itself, how it got started, and why you should go to this conference. And when we say conference, we mean it's a party. We're all going to get together and find out about the area. It's like a road trip gathering. So we're going to talk about that. It is happening in Mason City, Iowa, from June 7th through 10th, 2023. And that's this year. So everyone go to jeffersonhighway.org. Again, we do this Jefferson Highway show every fourth Thursday here on Big Blend Radio. Like I said, this is a rabbit hole. And once you get on the highway, you're never going to stop like we don't want to stop. And we'll be doing a lot of travels. We're going to be doing special magazines and feature stories in different magazines that we run. So we're very excited. So we're very excited to bring three special guests on the show. As always, we have Jefferson Highway President Roger Bell on the show. How are you, Roger?
I'm great. Lisa, cool. Great to be here again.
Hey, Happy New Year. Last time we were on the show, yeah, we were doing the end of the year crazy, you know, two-part
series. We took a virtual trip of all virtual trips across America, didn't we?
So it was we were supposed to one show that was live, and it ended up being two parts, and both of them did basically Winnipeg to down to New Orleans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Amazing. Cool. Nancy, we're excited this year we get to do it, like really do it. We're very excited about it. So it's good to have you back on the show, Roger. We also have Sandra Heeman. Kelly, she is the Jefferson Highway Association Conference Chair. So she's the head of the party. So welcome to the show, Sandy. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. And I'm happy to be here to share some information on the upcoming conference. I think the ball is rolling and we're getting very excited.
Cool. I feel like this is like this gathering of historians and road trippers and just people who really want to understand the region. So it's kind of cool. And I think you're going to have car enthusiasts and, you know, motorcycle. I think you're going to get quite an interesting group of people this year. Don't you think, Sandy? It's a good location.
Yeah, I think it is a good location. Very good location. Mason City is at a critical juncture for the Jefferson Highway. It also has a lot of early connections with some of the organizers of the original Jefferson Highway Association back in 1915, for example. So people that are interested in historic highways are very definitely coming to the conference and enjoying it as we go along. The other thing that Mason City has that ties in is a strong history of the Portland cement industry, which of course was critical to road building. So we're going to weave some of that in and find out more about that at the conference. And I think that'll be of interest too. It sounds like kind of a boring topic, but actually quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And then one of the native sons, Hugh Shepherd, was a very early adopter of all things good roads, and was involved in earlier road organizations, and actually went on to become one of the presidents of the early International Jefferson Highway Association. So it's really an appropriate connection there too.
Oh, this is exciting. And I love that you said International Association, because it's true. This was the first international highway, right? Crossing the country, and crossing it not like Route 66, but going from Canada down again to New Orleans. So the vacation highway. But I want to bring back Lindsay James. She was on our December show, our road tripping show. Lindsay James is the executive director of Visit Mason City. So go to their website, visitmasoncityiowa.com. And that's another rabbit hole. Once you go on their website, you may just have to go there. It's really, who doesn't want to go? They have so much amazing music history, architecture history with Frank Lloyd Wright. They've got puppet history. I mean, and apparently food, brews, everything you could imagine is there. So we are excited. We're going to, I don't know, we're somehow we're going to get there, Nancy, soon. But welcome back to the show. Lindsay, how are you?
I am well. Thank you. I'm super excited to be here again.
Hey, listen, we're excited about you being here. We're excited about that. This is the conference destination. And again, everyone, the conference is June 7th through 10th, 2023. And, you know, I just want to say, Lindsay, how much fun are we going to have in Mason City? Like, seriously, it looks like a really fun town.
Super fun town. Yeah.
Can I say town?
Yeah. Not only do you want to come for the conference, absolutely do that. But I would encourage folks to plan to come a few days early, maybe stay a few days longer. Once you get here, you're going to see that there is so much to see and do. And unfortunately, the conference is just a few days. And while we've tried to weave in as many opportunities to take in the sights and eat your way through Mason City, you're going to want more time. So plan to come a few days early, stay a few days longer if you can.
Ooh, cool. I agree.
That sounds good.
That's just, I want you to kind of, you know, when we did our show in December, we did this virtual road trip twice, you know, because it's cool. I mean, we're never going to stop doing it because there's so much to experience. Can you tell everybody a little, just give them just a glimpse of, Mason City, the music, because we go from the Music Man to like the Big Bopper, really, in your town. I'm not going to say city. I can't.
Yeah. we still are a small town with some big city amenities, and you'll feel like you're in a larger destination, but the convenience of a small town,
yeah,
for sure.
It feels cozy. When I go on your website, I feel like I can walk down the street and be cozy.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. So we are home of Meredith Wilson, the Music Man. Meredith was born and raised in Mason City, eventually went on to New York City, found his way to LA. But Mason City was his hometown, and he came home frequently and definitely left his mark on our community. So we celebrate his life and legacy with a couple of different attractions, his boyhood home, as well as the Music Man Square, which houses a complete replica of the Warner Brothers movie set. So it's like you step back in time to the streetscape of 1912 River City. And then behind the scenes is the Meredith Wilson Museum, which tells the story of Meredith after he left Mason City and went on to bigger things. So those are three great attractions all on the same campus. There will be opportunity throughout the conference to really do a deep dive into our Music Man history. And then just a few miles down the road is the community of Clear Lake. And there we have the historic Surf Ballroom and Museum, which was the last concert site of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and JP the Big Bopper Richardson. Winter Dance Party, 1959. We celebrate that night. Remember that night annually with the Winter Dance Party in February. And then there's also the crash site memorial that people can go out and visit as well. So yeah, great, great music wow. history from marching bands and musicals to rock and roll.
And Frank wow. Lloyd Wright.
And Frank Lloyd Wright. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Not music history, but in addition, yes, yeah, some really great architecture and unique architecture.
And some puppets.
And marionettes. Yeah. Yeah. The marionettes from The Sound of Music are in our McNider Art Museum, which also has a connection to the brick and tile industry. But the marionettes were created by Bill Baird, who was grew up in Mason City, graduated from Mason City High School, also went on to New York and opened up a puppet theater. And we have the largest collection of his works in our McNider Art Museum.
Man, this is insane. See, this is why I'm just like, everyone, visit masoncityiowa.com. When you go on their website, they have a whole itinerary of what you can do, not just in Mason City, but in the surroundings to follow the Jefferson Highway Trail with restaurants and breweries and distilleries. They got everything on there. And they have a historic hotel. Tell us about the historic hotel.
Yeah, so our Historic Park Inn Hotel is actually one of the hotels that has a room block for the Jefferson Highway Conference in June. But it is the only remaining hotel in the world designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. He designed six, four were built, and ours is the last one standing. It is a 27-room boutique hotel. So if you haven't gotten your reservation there yet for the conference, you'll want to get on that. Those rooms will go fast, I'm sure. But yeah, it is an opportunity to spend a night with Wright and step back in time to this hotel that was built in 1910.
Wow, amazing.
I think one thing to... as Lindsay said on that, this will be the first time we will definitely sell out this hotel. So this will be the first conference, very unique deal that we will have the whole Jefferson Highway group filling up the hotel. So we do have an alternative hotel for guests nearby. So that is going to be available, but it's going to be really exciting to be right there amongst history staying in this very historic hotel, which I had the pleasure of staying in several years ago. And it was one of our highlights of our trip. I'm looking forward to being there again. And yes, Roger, I already have my reservation.
You see, I know you're on it. He's, you know, Roger is the president. He goes, you know, when I talk about rabbit holes, he is like, he understands the rabbit hole thing. And I think this has become like a favorite term of mine over the last few years. And by the way, this is the year of the rabbit in Chinese New Year. So I'm just saying, so it's the perfect year for the Jefferson Highway, because when you start digging into the history, it is just a bunch of rabbit holes that you will go down and you will have a wonderful time enjoying all this amazing history of all these different places you can go, and food and all kinds of great things, right? Parks and everything. But Roger, I just want to say, I know we're talking about the conference, but you really, you know, as president of the Jefferson Highway Association, get out there and do things. And we did that, you know, the two-part show in December, right before Christmas. And next thing I know, you're off, you and your son, you're off in Texas, going to all mm-hmm. these places, doing yeah. live, you know, feeds on Facebook mm-hmm. of all these places in Texas. You're like, no, I'm going to show this these places off. And it was really cool. And I think, you know, people don't realize until they really get suckered into the rabbit hole of the Jefferson Highway. These are iconic places in America that, and Winnipeg too. We've got to give a shout out to Winnipeg, our friends up there in the north, that people really, when we travel, we are really looking for these authentic destinations that keep their sense of place, that keep their history. Who came from where? Like what Lindsay was saying about Mason City and these, you know, iconic people that have, you know, shaped music history, that have been there or were from there. History in regards to architecture, all of these places have something like that. And it's every place is different. That's why I say it's a giant rabbit hole.
It's
but
a
I think to get out there. It's huge.
It's a taste of America. You know, that's what it, mm-hmm. you know, when I as we've talked about before in previous shows, you know, I discovered the highway, you know, 2013-14, I want to say. And as I've gone into it and learned more and more about it and traveled around, it is America. You know, it's one of the reasons that Route 66 is so popular for international tourists and even American tourists, is it is a true Americana experience. And that's what's here. It's just not, you know, we haven't, it's just being rediscovered. And that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we've had, it's an adventure every day. And, you know, I learn things almost daily about the highway. It's almost a day doesn't go by that I don't find something in research or somebody sends me a picture or contacts me from somewhere. It's really growing. And, and you mentioned going down to Texas. Yeah, that was like a really fun, basically overnight trip. And got to touch base with several communities. And one of them just became a member and is already on their horizon to do something with us later this year. So it is really fun. And, you know, the conferences, you know, in general, just to give people a little bit of background on our conferences, the organization was started up in around 2011. And, you know, it's the idea was originally just let's have a conference. And people from all over the United States have been here. We've had some international visitors at our conferences. And it is not a... we try to make it not, it's just, obviously there's going to be some historical things and some programming. That's what our people want and that part of it. But there's a lot of opportunities to explore the community. You're going to see things, you're going to learn, you're going to enjoy yourself, you're going to have fun. There's a lot of camaraderie. We do a lot of fun things. I mean, last year we did a trivia contest. It was a blast. We've had you know, we do a lot of things outside the box of fun, and this conference will be no exception. And we're going to the bus tour. I'm already excited about it already. Myself, everybody enjoys that, and you know, Sandy can probably fill us in a little bit. But we're going into Minnesota, so this is a quote Iowa Mason City conference, but it will touch southern Minnesota, excuse me. And we're excited about that.
This is exciting because I think, you know, when we talk about, you know, road tripping, and if you want to, you know, when we look at Route 66, what it was and when it first became Route 66, then the resurgence, which took a lot of work for a lot of people. And Nancy, you and I, you know in Arizona when, you know, we had our Southwest Blend magazine when we were print and way back when, we watched how hard it was for Route 66 to come into fruition and then be federally recognized. And, mm-hmm. and you know, people know it around the world. It's iconic. Mm-hmm. And right now, I think it's so important that people understand that be part of the resurgence of this international highway. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1915.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It was the heyday and beginning, and everyone coming together. So it's like it's a community gathering, not a community just in Missouri or just in Iowa, you know, just in Minnesota. This is a community gathering that spans two countries and includes a little bit of Arkansas if you want to get into the political part of it. But mm-hmm. you know, but whatever, you know, it's like it really does, you know, go all the way down to Louisiana and through Texas and, you know, Missouri. It is like now be part of it, whether you're a destination, a traveler, a historian, history buff, you know, it's kind of like be on the ground floor and be part of something really super cool. Wouldn't you say, Nancy? This is it.
Sure. You know, everybody knows Route 66 mostly because there was a TV show. And I'm hoping that there will be a TV show about the Jefferson Highway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've gone east to west, west to east, so let's go north to south, south to west. Like, yeah. you know, come on. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah. Well,
it's going to be totally different. You know that.
Just well, follow us. There'll be something funny that happens.
This conference is unique in the fact it's been planned for several years because when we were in 2019 and our conference was in Natchitoches, Louisiana, great conference. Mm-hmm. We were all excited, primed to be in Mason City in 2020. And of course, COVID hit. And so these, Sandy, who's on this call, and her committee have been continuing to work on this. Of course, they had to revise things because things change, different things happen. Mm-hmm. So this is a great committee. They've done a great job. I am so happy that for this group they've done such yeoman's work. And Lindsay has been wonderful to work with. Mm-hmm. The first day I talked with her, you know, when we were looking for conference sites back in several years ago, we were looking for Iowa. You know, Mason City became immediately at the top of our list. We knew its history. We knew the things there. We knew the Park Inn. And when we reached out to Mason City and Lindsay, they just immediately embraced us. And so we know it's going to be a great time. We have, you know, I know this is being recorded and will be broadcast next week. But we just today on our at the recording date, we just opened up registration online. We already have people registering within 2-3 hours. So
awesome. Wow.
That's exciting awesome. To see. And mm-hmm. I expect it to continue. The feedback I've been getting from folks from across the country, even ones that maybe haven't been to a conference for a few years before COVID or whatever, they want to come to Mason City. And so I expect a big group in Mason City. And I'm really looking forward to this being our best conference. And as you said, building momentum for the highway because it is growing up and down the route.
I just think it's exciting for people to be part of the beginning, like the research. It's not the beginning of it, but it's like this is – so you can be part of history of making it come back. And Lindsay, does Mason City, it sounds like Mason City understands that, be part of this regrouping of history and road tripping, because it's also a huge, you know, that's a huge part of our lives again. Thank goodness, road tripping, you know. And I know Europe understands road tripping. They come to America for this, you know. And this opens up the doors between Canada and America. I mean, it's just such a good thing all the way around for tourism, but community, but for the individual traveler to have a different way of travel versus not knocking Disneyland at all. But come on, y'all. I'm just saying. You know, so, I mean, Lindsay, for you guys over in Mason City, do you kind of feel more like with this conference coming, but also being, you know, a prominent spot, obviously, on the Jefferson Highway, that you're kind of making part of this new history of the highway?
Absolutely. And that's what was extremely exciting to me when we started pursuing this opportunity to host the Jefferson Highway Association. They'd had conferences close by before, and I think Mason City was even part of a prior bus tour during a conference or a gathering. But it's very to learn that we were on this historic highway and the momentum that there was starting to build around the resurgence. Yeah, I definitely wanted to be a part of that. And really have worked with Sandy and the committee and the entire, you know, the association leadership to brainstorm ways to spread the word, not only outside of the area and encourage people to come to the conference, but educate local residents about this really cool history. One more thing that our community has to celebrate, right up there with our Music Man history and our architecture history. There are so many connections, as Sandy pointed out, to the early days of the Jefferson Highway Association, the early days of the Good Roads Movement. And Mason City was a key component in a lot of ways to a lot of those things. And that's exciting. That's really exciting. And I hope that our community continues to build on that and celebrate that.
Do you think a lot of your community will come to some of the events during the conference?
I hope so. We are really working to encourage that. We hosted in partnership with the conference committee and the association, a film screening of the Road Less Traveled documentary that was done about the Jefferson Highway and invited community residents to come into the McNider Art Museum and watch that documentary. And a lot of the people there had no idea. They had seen the Jefferson Highway Heritage Byway signage go up. Iowa was the first state to place signage along the entire route through the state. Our community has those signs, and people have seen them, but they haven't really understood what they mean. And we're hoping, the conference and the things that we've been sitting on for a number of years, and Roger said, projects and promotion will not only help build attention and awareness of the conference, but awareness of the byway as an attraction, a road trip destination.
Oh, wow. Lindsay, you're sitting like a mama hen on all these eggs. It's like, it's going to hatch. It's going to hatch again. You
know, I was reading one of the newsletters from the organization, and it was pointing out that this was known as America's first vacation route or vacation highway. And, you know, it just seems to me that it would be great to market it in that sense, so that families could think, oh, let's take our kids on America's first vacation route, the first highway, and go do the whole route. I think that would be such a great family project. Yeah. They would learn so much and have so much fun.
And it's such an important thing right now, too. I think we understand the value of our time a little bit after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We all kind of started realizing we want to travel more, and the road trip came back, thankfully. And it's kind of like, oh yeah, let's you know, spend time with our kids, maybe not have all these other things, but invest in experience. And I think that's what the Jefferson Highway really does, is give us this opportunity to, as a traveler. And so I know we want to talk about the destinations being part of the route, like Mason City, right? Natchitoches, Louisiana. Thank you for sponsoring everyone over there in Natchitoches, Louisiana. But honestly, the routes and the destinations being part of this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
But the traveler, you can be part of history, which when we talk about authentic travel, we have all these buzzwords out there, right? But let's actually do it. Let's actually bring our kids into the fold of history while they're young and open-minded and actually do it. and actually have this authentic, real experience now at the beginning and be part of history. Roger, what do you think of that as, you know, the president of the Jefferson Highway Association to do it?
That's a good segue into one thing I wanted to make sure that that we talk about today is we are doing something. We are planning it now, so it's not fully detailed, but we are going to do something we've not done at a previous conference. We're going to do a pre-conference of sociability caravan across the state of Iowa. So, you know, you said being a part of history, this is going to be part of a history. You know, this has not been done. In the very early days of the highway, they promoted the route. You know, there wasn't television, there wasn't radio even. You know, there was newspapers and whatever, but...
What do you mean? We weren't here then? What are you talking about?
And they did these sociability rallies. So some of them were local or statewide. They would have dignitaries. But some of them were international. They went all the way from the Premier Manitoba Norris would go along with the mayor of Winnipeg. They went all the way to New Orleans over several weeks, ended up in New Orleans, stayed down there a little bit. And then the mayor of New Orleans would come back with them all the way to Winnipeg. And wow. These are very historical things for our group. So the idea is we're going to do a 3-day let's say 2.5-day caravan through Iowa. We're going to start on Monday morning. I believe that is the 3rd, and we are going to start in Lamona, Iowa. We'll be staying in a hotel there that night on Sunday night, meeting up and probably have a little camaraderie there. And then that morning we'll be doing some special events in the community. And we will start off in a caravan. We're going to have JH magnets on our cars. We're going to have JH things. As we're going to drive the route through Iowa all the way to Mason City, going through, you know, the capital in Des Moines. We'll be staying, at a couple of locations along the route. We're going to seek out Iowa communities that want to, you know, do some welcoming to us, lunches. We're already trying to work on staying in one of the iconic places on the route, which is the crossing of the Lincoln and Jefferson Highway at the Reed Island Corner in Colo, Iowa. It's a great spot that has a large concrete marker of the Jefferson Highway there. Cool. I know Sandy knows all about that. That's on this call. So we're going to do that. We're going to end up, coming into Mason City on the conference start date of Wednesday afternoon. And it'll be real exciting to pull this group. And we don't know how big a group this may be. You know, if you want to come in, there's no cost for this other than you got to pay your own, way along the route. Food, lodging, whatever, and you may want to only do it for one day or the last day. It doesn't matter, but we expect to have some car groups join us along the way. You know, we're going to make it fun, and if there's only a dozen of us, we'll have fun. We'll enjoy it. We've already got people from signed up. I put a message on our Facebook the other night. I already had people sending me messages they want to participate. So it's going to happen, and it's going to be really fun to drive in to Mason City with this group. And I'm looking forward to that. And if you're interested in joining us on this excursion and want to be on our email list, I would please send us an email about your interest in the Jefferson Highway, Iowa Sociability Caravan to info@jeffersonhighway.org. Simple info@jeffersonhighway.org, and we'll immediately get back with you, and we'll be sending you information.
This is exciting because now motorcyclists, because they do rallies, they do all of those kind of things. Are they allowed? I mean,
I don't have any qualms with that. You know, it's going to be this is our first experience on this, so it'll be interesting.
I'm just thinking Easy Rider now. Easy Rider on the highway.
We're not going to. We'll have some tools to try to keep people together. We'll definitely have a program and then some maps to help people along the route and some timing estimates. But as you know, and I've done a few of these type caravan tours, things don't always go as planned. So,
a road trip is never supposed to go.
No, it isn't.
You don't get a flat tire or something doesn't get detoured, then it's boring.
We're going to be seeing some of the iconic things of the route in Iowa. We're going to be meeting people, and we hope to we have some things on our target list that are really going to make it fun. And it's just going to add to this conference. There's a lot of people that are coming already. They're going to drive from Kentucky. They're coming to the conference. They're coming from Ohio, for example. That I already know. Other ones are going to come from Texas and Oklahoma. The Louisiana group I've got coming up here, they're all wanting to come to the conference, but they're going to enhance this by driving through Iowa. And as Lindsay just greatly said, to get the local people to know about this byway, this is what we're trying to do, is we're going to be driving through on this byway and with signage and stopping and meeting locals. Whoever dignitaries, mayors, whatever we can along the route, whatever we can, we'll do.
I think this is so iconic also for Iowa, the state itself. And Lindsay, I want to go to you on this because I know Mason City has iconic things and people come from around the world to go to Mason City because of your amazing music history and architecture history. But I think this kind of puts all of it in the road trip part, puts the Midwest on the map, not just Iowa, the Midwest on the map for people that just keep going from LA to the East Coast, to the West Coast. And you know what I mean? I'm just saying, can we just kind of just say that people need to kind of also look at the Midwest as a destination. And I know people do, but I'm just saying there's that always that east to the West Coast and forgetting the heartland of America that is
absolutely huge. Yeah. We tell people all the time that Iowa is much more than a flyover or a drive through state. And of course, Travel Iowa works really hard and invests a lot of money into marketing Iowa as a really cool destination, underestimated many times. But Mason City, we feel like we are in the middle of everywhere, and encourage people to come and stop, visit our attractions, eat in our restaurants, spend a night or two. We're only a couple of hours from everything.
Yeah.
And even if you're trying to go, somewhere farther away or Chicago. I mean, you can drive to Chicago in 8 hours, or we have air service in the Mason City Airport to Chicago. You can get anywhere from Mason City, and it's super convenient, super affordable, and plan some time, come visit us. And then,
as an Oklahoman, I'm taking my family up there. One of the comments my wife said is in the trip is how much she...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, you have perceived notions of what coming into a state, people come into Oklahoma the same way, but how much she enjoyed Iowa. It was one of her favorite states.
It's so beautiful. Nancy and I drove through it. You know, we've driven through Iowa and I mean, the last couple of years, and every time it's just so lush and green and beautiful.
And I think the people think the people are so, you know, welcoming and friendly. That makes a huge difference.
Hugely. It's like when Absolutely. You go into a community, it's community. That's why I said Mason City is a town. And I haven't been there, but it's just like everywhere in Iowa we've been is like everyone is just like, how are you? How, you know, it's like they actually talk to you. It's not like just pay with your phone and whatever and move on up. It's like, here's our coffee. Would you like that? How are you today? And I'm like, what? You know, so it's like, you know what I mean? People actually ask how you are and actually mean, how are
you? We might kind of go over with Sandy, kind of.
I know. I want to bring Sandy in because I know she's sitting there going, we've got these things happening. Yes.
We need to kind of get an overview of the 3 days for folks that are interested.
I just want people to know that they have to go to Iowa and understand Mason City is more. And wait, real quick, before Sandy comes on, Lindsay, if we come to Mason City, can we get a Mason jar? I have to ask that.
I mean, there's no official connection that I'm aware of to Mason jars, but we have several antique shops around that I'm sure you can find Mason jars.
You can get some Birdsall's ice cream, right?
Yes, Birdsall's ice cream.
I was just asking because yesterday was Bootlegger's Day, so I was thinking of you guys. But anyway, Sandy, put us back on the straight and narrow.
Okay,
help us because we detoured to Mason jars and bootlegging, and I know that wasn't going on in Iowa. Yeah, it did.
Somewhere. That is a rabbit hole for sure.
I know it is. I know it is. I know.
Dillinger did rob a bank there.
Yes. Oh, see, I knew it. Here we go. Dude.
And he got around.
He did? In Mason City or Iowa? What?
No, Mason City.
Dude.
Yes, Mason City. You can visit our Kinney Pioneer Museum while you're here and learn all about the Dillinger bank robbery that took place in the 1930s.
And then later they went to our town of Tucson in Arizona and got burned out of a hotel and they bailed. Who set the fire? I don't know. But anyway, let Sandy bring us back to the straight and narrow. Come on, help us. Okay. What are we doing on the conference? Are we looking at Dillinger? Are we getting Mason jars of bootleg moonshine? What are we doing?
Well, let me quickly walk you through just the overall schedule for those days. We have a Wednesday evening reception at one of the wonderful Mason City venues, that Music Man Square. It's just such a great backdrop. I've loved going up there to see it in the different seasons. The Christmas trees were just above the over the top, but a lot of photo ops and of course the museum and things. So we'll kick off the conference there. Just prior to that, our official registration will be at the Historic Park Inn, where, as Roger mentioned, many of the conference attendees will be staying and enjoying their hospitality there. And then Thursday, we're going to have a full day bus tour, and we're kind of a little bit, not officially, but touting as one conference, but you get two states. So we'll be going from Mason City to the state line, and there's a marker there for the Iowa-Minnesota governor signing off when everything was paved from both states and met together there. So we'll be passing by that and then into Minnesota. After a visit to Northwood, Iowa, which is another wonderful little town that has a lot of history. And I think everyone will enjoy that. We've had wonderful people to work with there. And then our two Minnesota communities are Albert Lea and Owatonna. And we'll pass through Albert Lea on the way up. And then Owatonna, we're going to be spending a little more time in. We'll have our lunch there on the tour day. And it's interesting with Roger and the caravan activities because we've been working with them to kind of anchor their lovely Central Park, which is mentioned different times in sociability runs as a place where they gathered on those earlier sociability runs. So we're looking forward to that historic setting. And they just had a downtown upgrade or redo for, you know, better pedestrian situation and lots of interesting shopping, as well as the historic buildings, including Sullivan Jewel Box Bank. And then we'll be...
That could be robbed at any time. No, I'm kidding. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just going back to Dillinger today. Sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just, you know, sorry.
Well, actually, most of the research we've been coming across lately has a lot of early gas stations getting robbed on a fairly regular basis, which I hadn't really thought about. But yeah, so anyway, so that's kind of Thursday. And then we are allowing some time on their own for the conference attendees. And that's kind of dual purpose because as Lindsay has gone over very well, there's so much to see and do, and to make all the decisions for everyone is difficult. So they'll have some meals on their own with plenty of guidance as to what's available and so forth. And it's also a chance in some ways to mix and mingle a little bit with some of the local residents. And I think we always find that we learn from each other. And then the byway signs also that Lindsay mentioned for Iowa, that was a really important step. And we're going to showcase some information about the timeline and how that came about, why, maybe explaining a little better why Iowa might have been first in that regard. So we'll have the DOT, Department of Transportation Byways Manager, as well as another presenter on our seminar day Friday to talk about the byways and how the Jefferson Highway byway fits into that and the progression. So that's been a topic that there's been great interest as other states are working on that. And there's seems to be a lot of different ways to get to the same end. On our seminar day, then the other topics that we'll be covering, we have Andrew Munch, who's going to be sharing with us his research techniques. And he has kind of a unique style for incorporating photographs and his graphical interaction for doing research and mapping on the Jefferson Highway. And our very own Roger Bell will be presenting on the various ways that the highway was marked over time, the sign painting and the signage, as well as maybe some pole painting, which we found there was interest in pole painting after that was shown in the Pine to Palm video at the McNider Art Museum. People were asking about painting poles, so we're looking into some of that as well.
Oh, is that video going to be played for people on this conference? Because I mean, I want to see the video. Like, I think Nancy was talking about that being a, you know, this would make a good movie and even a TV series like Route 66 had. But we have that something that people can see somewhere somehow?
Yes, you can see it, Lisa. It was several years ago. We have shown it in different communities along the route, but there are some DVDs that, you know, I have in my possession of it. I can get you, but probably the easiest way to get it is to just go to YouTube and look for it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know, everything's on YouTube anymore.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can, if you look it up, you know, the Highway Walkers, Jefferson Highway, you should find it.
We did enjoy having the public showing in Mason City at the museum, just for the fact that we brought together 50 people. Like Lindsay said, a lot of them weren't as aware of the Jefferson or the Jefferson significance in Mason City. And then we had some discussion afterwards and some displays and things. So it kind of rounded it out a little differently than seeing it by themselves. But at this time, we're not planning on having a public showing during the conference, but as Roger said, it is available. And at the seminars, we'll also get an update. There's another big tour or convoy being planned in 2024 along the Jefferson with the military vehicles. So they're going to give us an update as well.
Oh, that's so exciting what they're doing. I think that's so, I've been watching them talk in the, and everyone, the Jefferson Highway Association on Facebook, join them on Facebook, follow their page, but get in on the Jefferson Highway group discussion page. And they've been posting in there. It's so fascinating what they're doing. I mean, it's like, I mean, I think it's so fascinating, especially when they go through Louisiana and tanks. Is that, am I in the same thing? The tank people going through?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have them on in a podcast later this year or sometime soon.
It's exciting.
I've already asked them about it. They're ready to come on. So we'll get into that. Obviously, okay, that's going to be October of 2024 when that happens.
Is that the same people, Sandy, or am I jumping ahead?
It is the same people, but they're going to be giving us an update at the conference. And then another conference seminar session we'll have has a very local connection, and it's entitled Sugar Beet Row. And one of the local researchers has done research as to some of the migrant workers that were working at the sugar beet factories. And that's another connection that Mason City has as far as industry. Kind of the northern end of Mason City is more of the industrial side. So I think people will find that an interesting connection as well. And then the final day, we have a very public event planned at the Kinney Pioneer Museum. We've been working with them and they are going to help us earmark some of the items in their collection and areas in their collection that are going to be of particular interest for the Jefferson Highway Group. But we're going to do, we're planning on a flag ceremony that we're working up, and it's an opportunity for the public to also come together and see the museum just as a special event there. And there's other activities, you know, coming into focus and getting finalized. So a lot of exciting things that way to experience along the way.
Well, so a lot is going on. So like basically rabbit hole yourself out. You know what I mean? If you're going to this conference, you're going to find all kinds of things to do. And that's what I love about it. Like it.
One thing I would like to.
Connects everybody, you know?
One thing I would like to bring up, you know, this conference, I already know, you know, good people communicated to me. They're coming, they're involved. So every state on the highway from Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas is going to be there, you know, and, but awesome. We would love to see, Manitoba folks, Winnipeg, yes. or Manitoba folks come to this. It'll be the first conference. We've had some international visitors. We've had people, we'll have people from Ohio. We'll have people from Michigan, Illinois. So it's not, you know, other states other than highway, but we would love to see somebody from Manitoba at this conference.
Do I need to make some calls?
I'm going to put a challenge out. Anybody, you know, that comes from Manitoba, I'm going to give them something special at the conference. So
be careful what you say, Roger.
We're going to do something special for anybody that shows up from Manitoba.
Well, but that's the whole point, that this is an international highway.
If you know somebody in Manitoba, if you're listening for this from Manitoba, Winnipeg, or wherever, and you have an interest in coming, we would love to have you. And tell your friends and neighbors, we'd love to see you here in Mason City.
I think that's the thing is, you know, as we get out of this pandemic, this is an important thing too, that we all get together in these amazing ways. And again, goes to that authentic experience. And I want to go back to Lindsay on this because she's on the tourism sector. You know, isn't this, Lindsay, something important for travelers to reconnect with that authentic, you know, we talk about authentic travel. And when I look at, you know, our audience in Big Blend Radio, Big Blend Magazines, what I'm seeing is it doesn't actually even matter what your age group. It used to be about, oh, the age group. No, it's not. It seems to be whether you're 21 all the way to 72, 74, 75, everybody actually wants something real. They're, you know, they want something that they can, they want memories, they want transformation, they want to be part of the places that they go to. So wouldn't you say this is kind of, not kind of, a good idea to get started?
Oh,
and multi-generational, I can't even say it. Like, you know, we look at multi-generational travel, I can say it now. We look at people going on a cruise ship together, if you know, three generations. But this is something that could also be three generations, right? So, sorry,
absolutely.
I'm just excited about it.
100%. I say that all the time, and I feel like our community is a great destination for that. I think about when I was a child going on trips with my grandmother, and she would take me on a motor coach to go do day trips. And we would learn so many things in that one day. And I was hungry for more. And, you know, I a few months later would learn something in school that was somehow connected to this day trip that I had gone on with my grandmother. And then I feel like I know something because I've, you know, had that experience, but then it also reminds me of those memorable moments I created with her. And I feel like there are so many of those opportunities in Mason City, in North Iowa, Southern Minnesota, our entire state. Just when you kind of get off the interstate and travel the two lanes, there's so much to discover and so many memorable moments waiting to be created.
We'll have special pricing for students. We have first did that last year, and we have that included in our packet this year. And we did have some younger folks, junior high age, show up in Pittsburgh and be as part of their families. And you know, we would encourage that. That's part of it. Bring your grandchild. You know, if you're a college student and you have an interest in this, come on, it's we'd love to have you.
I love that. And Lindsay, I want to go back to you too, because you talk about your family trips. And look at what you're doing as executive director of Visit Mason City. How did your family trips affect you to be where you are today?
If only I'd known that this could be a job.
See? I want to bring that full circle. I know Nancy brought me up on the road, like literally. That sounds good. But she's taking me on the road. Like, you know, how I learned about history and got an interest in history was not in school. It was actually being in battlefields and places, right. Actually being places.
Right.
So I
right.
know it did that for me. But Sandy, I want to go to you. I mean, you're part of the Jefferson Highway and you're doing all this work on this conference.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did your childhood bring you to this, or what led you to go? What was your magnet to be part of this?
Sure. Well, my family didn't travel a lot when I was growing up, so I really appreciate it now. Probably the way I got my foot stepped into all of this is
the rabbit hole.
When I finished my teaching career, I operated the Reed and Island Corner in Colo at the intersection of the Jefferson and Lincoln Highways for 7 years, the motel and the cafe. And I met quite a few of the people that are very involved in the Jefferson Highway these days. And in fact, I was thinking about it and I was working on some details for our banquet, and I realized the 2012 conference, the first of the new Jefferson Highway Organization. I was worried about the banquet too, because we were serving it and doing the award ceremony at my restaurant. Oh. So I hadn't really fully realized that, but I was thinking, oh, okay, the banquet again. But anyway,
full circle.
I appreciate the history, and it's been interesting to see the Jefferson as it emerges and grows and catches up perhaps to what's been going on in the Lincoln Highway and other historic roads. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of crossover. People that are interested in historic roads and travel are interested in all of them. And it's nice to see people discovering it and embracing it and sharing it. They're very excited to feel like they've personally discovered it in some way. So I can understand that sentiment.
I love also what you were saying about the different events about the pole painting, because I think that's something that was economical for people or cities or towns to do. But, you know, the signage too, because that's something that's really big now to do. And I think about like Iowa being the first state to say, well, we're staking claim. We're going for it. You know, it's kind of an interesting, like the history of the route is very interesting, because even with Arkansas, mm-hmm. like the history of it, in itself, I know there's all the destination, all the things you can experience, but there's this roadway history. And then you were talking about it being like a byway. And then I'm going, okay, are you a scenic byway? You know, how do we get to that status? And it's a big deal to make. It is so hard to go through all the red tape to make all these things happen.
There's two histories here. There's the old history of the highway, and then there's a history that we're creating right now. Somebody at Oklahoma Tourism told me about this. She said, you need to look at what you all are doing. You're part of history, what you're doing. You're bringing back a long forgotten road. Yeah, you need a documentary on what you're doing. And, it kind of made me sit back and think, that's kind of interesting. But it is, you're in the midst of history, you're in the midst of Americana, but those that are involved in this, they're part of, the reawakening of this historic route across America. And it's happening, and it's exciting.
So Arkansas is allowed to join. Are you if Arkansas is allowed to join?
Yes.
I got friends on the Arkansas Places, which there's a rock and roll highway. I'm just saying.
I think at some point in time we'll have something in the Arkansas Scenic Route, as it was called.
I got friends in those places.
Just hasn't happened yet, but we'll do something on that in sometime in the future.
This is going to touch so many people. Like when you said it starts at Winnipeg, I know that I have relatives in on my grandmother, on my mom's side, mm-hmm. my grandmother on that side, that come from Winnipeg. And so I started just now researching
rabbit hole.
Went right down it, and there's a steeple trail. And my grandmother's maiden name was Steeple, and her family came from there. And so I'm like, oh,
that's George Steeple. George Steeple, the violinist, Nancy.
He's a violinist, yeah. And so now I'm thinking, well, maybe it's named after part of my family on that side.
Ooh.
So you never know until you start like researching your family name on different trails. It's
another
really exciting
rabbit hole.
But that's a big rabbit hole.
That's a big thing. One. That's when you start going to there's all ways of travel, but it's about making an experience more than there's travel for. You want to have a honeymoon Disney kind of experience, right? There's that. And I'm not knocking it. Everybody wants their time out. I mean, I know, one of our friends is a very, very busy cardiologist. And she goes, I go to Cabo, I chill out for 3 days, and then I come home. But then I go and travel the world all about World War II history. And I need a vacation from that, because she goes in rabbit holes too. And that's the thing. It's that. when you travel, is it going to be memorable? Is it going to be this experience? Are you going to be part of something? And that's what the tourism industry is looking at right now. Regenerative travel. Are we going to be part of it? It's not just volunteering. Are you going to be part of history? And what can you do towards it? You know, and I think about everybody in social media right now, you know, oh, Instagram worthy, this or that. I'm going, well, you could help promote this highway. That's one thing we can all do as travelers, is at least put the highway on social media as we travel. Lindsay, what do you think as a tourism destination? Isn't that part of regenerative travel that we can regenerate? Hey, we gave back in some way. We're going to stay here and we're going to show this on our Instagram, our TikToks, our Facebooks, our Twitters, whatever it's going to be, that we can give back in that way so people could know that this is the Jefferson Highway. And hey, I was here before you, nanny, nanny, nanny. Sorry.
Hello.
You know what I mean.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know what I mean.
We even have a blog post on our website about the most Instagrammable spots in Mason City. So if you don't know where to start, we have a guide to point you in the right direction of some really great photo op location.
Yeah. Cool. See?
That's awesome.
This is it. This is it. I mean, this is one of these. I mean, and do the highway. Everyone, come on, be part of the beginning. It's so cool. It's exciting. Hey. So everyone, jeffersonhighway.org is the place to go to learn more about the conference, register for it, be part of it. Also go to visitmasoncityiowa.com. Otherwise, you know, Lindsay will come after you with some ice cream. Because apparently they have good ice cream there. Roger, anything in closing?
No, we're really excited. Again, there's a lot of planning going on in this, and we are, it's hard to, you know, it's here now. It's real. Registration's open. I go to the website, to jeffersonhighway.org. You'll see information on registration now. I would encourage, those here that are hearing this to join. Membership's only $25, $35. You can join right there. You can get our newsletter, get all the information on this and all of our events.
You mean there's something under $100 that we can do in life now? Really?
Yeah, it's $25 okay. Annual membership. That's, you know, nothing. And then, you know, $35 for families or business members. That would be a great first step. But get information at our website about the conference. And as you mentioned earlier, we'll be posting a lot of things on our Instagram page and our Facebook pages about the conference.
Awesome.
You know what would be good? If we had a photograph contest, photos from the Jefferson Highway. Wouldn't that be cool?
I've thought about that recently myself. We're going to do some kind of contest on the social media. You know, I haven't figured it out exactly yet, but we will do some kind of fun little contest along the route.
Hashtag Jefferson Highway. Just Instagram contest. Awesome. Yeah. Dig it.
Okay.
Sandy,
that'd be awesome.
Sandy, did we miss something? You're the head of this I know what you're doing is hard work, and I bow down to what you're doing to make, I mean, conference planning is, you know, herding cats. So, you know, on a road.
I think we covered things, but I guess I would want to encourage people to travel the highway and check things out, whether you're going to make it to the conference or on the caravan or another time, would be of interest to you, and to, you know, pretend like you're discovering it all for yourself. I think of the Old and the New Jefferson Highway Associations, the first one, they had to really figure out the route. And you know how that went. It was a lot of discussion. But now I think the focus has changed, and this conference represents that. It is promoting and preserving the highway. So we're, you know, helping to identify sites along the way that perhaps were not brought to the forefront and promoted through the tourism So I think those are kind of the focus that I look at in terms of what the conference might accomplish for the organization, as well as the areas that we touch base with.
I love it. Because also when you think about, you know, we look at, you know, small business, and this is such a positive impact for small business, whether it's a boutique or a shop, a specialty shop, a coffee shop, a restaurant, a bar, you know. And listen, there's dive bars on the highway too. I'm saying there's fun stuff, but you know, there's all this history, museums, attractions, and you can go on and off the highway. Like we talk about, like within 3 hours off of the highway,
right,
you can discover things, you know? So it's just this really good boost. And if you want to see America, go on the byways, go on the historic routes, you know, do these off the beaten path places, and you're going to be amazed. So Lindsay, in closing, anything from you to close off on why people should come? I mean, come on, you've got it all, it sounds like.
We certainly do. Yeah. And we would love to show it all to you during the Jefferson Highway Conference in June, or any other time throughout the year. Check out our website and see what we have going on.
And everyone, again, the conference, the Jefferson Highway Association Conference, is June 7th through 10th, 2023, just in case you're listening, you know, later. And the website for Mason City is visit masoncityiowa.com, and also go to jeffersonhighway.org. Become a member, be part of the discussion group, and also follow us at bigblendradio.com for our shows that we air every fourth Thursday. We have some expansion coming on that. Roger, I have some catching up to do with you later on that. We have some expansion coming up. And also, of course, we want to thank our good friends over in Natchitoches, Louisiana. The oldest settlement in the state of Louisiana is on the Jefferson Highway, and they even created their own park for the highway. And so I encourage you to go to Natchitoches, right, Nancy? One of our favorite places in the world.
Yeah.
Natchitoches,
so
Louisiana, home of the Louisiana meat pie. Arlene is there,
hi, y'all.
So you should just go for that, just to meet Arlene. But they've got Cane River Creole National Historical Park, which is, you know, we travel full-time documenting parks and public lands, and that's how we ended up in Natchitoches, and we fell in love with Natchitoches and the people and the food and the rivers, the lakes, the heritage area. Mm-hmm. So Kisatchee National Forest. So Natchitoches.com is the website, and I'm going to spell it, because how I say it and how you spell it are two different things. So it's NATCHITOCHES.com, Natchitoches. So check them out. Keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com. We're going to close with a song called Travel Song. This is from the Double Take album by Misha Shellhaus, an amazing guitarist, and he's traveled the country, and I know he's going to love this show and this highway. So here it is, Travel Song. Thank you all.